Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to see you all here, and welcome to this meeting of the NATO Georgia Commission. This is the fourth visit of the North Atlantic Council to Georgia, and I want to thank Prime Minister Kvirikashvili and the people of Georgia for your wonderful hospitality. It's great to be here and great to meet with you and all of the representatives of the government of Georgia. I would like to thank you for hosting our meetings here in Tbilisi. I'd also like to take this opportunity to congratulate you on your country on the 25 years of independence and celebrate your many achievements over the past quarter or century. We also value and honor the extraordinary sacrifices made by Georgian men and women while contributing to our shared security. The NATO Georgia Commission was established in 2008. Its purpose is to provide an ongoing forum for political dialogue and cooperation between NATO and Georgia. And today's meeting, the Commission, at today's meeting, the Commission will discuss a broad range of different issues, including Black Sea security and recent developments regarding Euro-Atlantic security. We will also discuss the progress being made in implementing the substantial NATO Georgia package, an initiative that was originally launched in 2014 at the NATO summit in Wales, and then strengthened at our summit in Warsaw this past July. Allies are determined to increase and intensify our level of support for Georgia, so we approved a number of additional measures to deepen our already strong cooperation. As an aspirant country, Georgia has all the practical tools to prepare for NATO membership, and NATO is committed to helping Georgia on this path. Now, I'd like to invite Prime Minister Kvirikashvili to present his opening comments. So please, Prime Minister, you have the floor.
Didim Adloban.
Thank you very much, Secretary General. Ladies and gentlemen, please accept my warm welcome. For me, it's a great honor to receive North Atlantic Council in Georgia. Allow me to salute the member countries' permanent representatives and render my thanks to all of you for your support to Georgia. Secretary General, allow me to offer my thanks for congratulating on the 25th anniversary of Georgia's regaining independence. That was extremely important in terms of the state building for our country. Our current event is the part of a very important process launched at the Warsaw Summit, which is aimed at the enhancement of Georgian defense capability and preparation of Georgia for membership to NATO. The membership of NATO is the staunch will of the Georgian populace, and the government is doing everything to realize this choice. So in our region, and not only in the Euro-Atlantic region, the quite difficult security-related environment was created. The challenges facing us are of asymmetric nature and require new decisions. NATO, as the most successful alliance on this background, is attached very important functions. Georgia-NATO military cooperation on this stage is extremely dynamic, and the alliance has been very actively involved in the evolving of Georgia's defense capabilities. Recently, alongside with the alliance, we have effected to Georgia-NATO two extremely important projects: so the Training and Evaluation National Project and the Institutional Capacity Building School. We are extremely grateful to the member countries for their contribution in realization of this project. On NATO Warsaw Summit, the Allies made a decision to provide the new project of practical support of Georgia, and today we are going to deliberate on the implementation of this project. Georgian side has been involved in the discussion which took off in NATO on the Black Sea region security. We quite well apprehend that Georgia and the Black Sea are the integral part of European security, and European security cannot be seen without the stability of the aforesaid region. Georgia, as the aspirant country, have been very actively involved in NATO military missions and have built honorably contributing in strengthening global security. Georgia will proceed with maximum utilization of the practical mechanism which she has in her hands in order to fast-track the political decision on final membership of Georgia to NATO. One more time, thank you very much for your arrival to Georgia and wish you success.
Minister, and this concludes the public part of the meeting, so we will continue in a short moment.